Living a Munna, number one, relieving stress. While riding in a taxi, I heard a commercial that went something like this. Are you under a lot of stress? Are you having trouble sleeping at night? We have the answer for you. The commercial then proceeded to promote a certain pill that is used for reducing stress in over 60 countries. Less than 2 minutes later, I heard another commercial with virtually the exact same sales pitch. Are you having trouble getting through the day with a clear head? Is your stress mounting too high? Do you toss and turn at night? We have the solution. This commercial was also advertising a certain medication to help relieve stress. It appears as though people in today's world are stressed out and worried all the time and have to come to terms with the fact that they need medication to alleviate their stress. And trying methods of diverting our attention to other things doesn't take away our stress. It's still there in the background. And after we come back from whatever we're distracting ourselves with, our stress is just as real and just as present as it was before. The story is told of a man who went to the doctor and complained that he felt overwhelmed by anxiety. He had many worries in life and he felt so depressed because of them. He begged the doctor to help him. I have the perfect remedy, the doctor proudly said. Go to the town jester and watch him perform. He'll laugh you out of your depression and then we'll work from there. Doctor, the man protested, I am the town jester, and I can tell you that jokes don't work. The way to relieve stress is through Emunah, the knowledge that every problem we experience has been sent to us by Hashem, our loving Father, for our ultimate benefit. One day we will see how every difficult issue we encountered was really a blessing in disguise. Someone who knows this can get through any difficult situation with a smile. A man once came to the Maggid of Mezrich and poured out his heart, going through all the many difficult problems he was facing in life. How, the man asked the rabbi, can I possibly feel that Hashem is doing all this to me for my benefit? The rabbi advised him to go to Reb Zusha of Anipoli to get an answer. And so the man traveled to Reb Zusha, and when he arrived, he saw that Reb Zusha lived in abject poverty and was tending to a seriously ill child. Reb Zusha nevertheless greeted the visitor with warmth and smiles, looking as happy as a man could look. I was told to come here to learn how a person beset by troubles can feel that Hashem is doing what is best for him, the man said. I was hoping you could help me. Reb Zusha thought for a moment and then said, I'm very sorry, but I can't help you. I've never had any problems in my life. Hashem has always been so good to me. I don't know what it's like to have problems. People with genuine emunah say to themselves, why should I feel stressed and uptight? Everything is good. A man told me that a few years ago he was unemployed for an extended period of time and was struggling with his finances. Then a businessman came along with an attractive job offer. It was exactly the offer he had been waiting for, and his life seemed to be changing. Finally, he had hope. Before he could even sign the contract, an adversary from his past badmouthed him to the businessman, and he was rejected. The man was stunned. The accusations were entirely false. He pleaded his case with the businessman, but to no avail. At that moment, he felt as though his world was crashing down on him. He went into his car and cried for a half an hour. After half an hour, he said to himself, what am I doing? Why am I crying? This is from Hashem. It must be for the best. And I'm not going to let this break me. I will just move on and do the best I can. The next 6 months were extremely difficult as he struggled to get by financially. Then came the Yeshuat Hashem Keheref Ayin, Hashem's salvation arriving in the blink of an eye. Someone else approached him with a job opportunity. He signed and is now doing well. Meanwhile, the office of the man who had offered him the job a half a year earlier was raided by the police, and the entire staff was arrested on fraud charges. All the employees are in trouble with the law. I was crying in the car, the man reflected, for something that ended up saving my life. I don't know what I did to deserve such kindness. What I thought was my biggest problem was actually my biggest blessing. It's so clear now. If we could feel, even during times of hardship, that Hashem is really helping, then we could eliminate all our stress and enjoy peaceful, relaxing lives under all circumstances.